Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, today on Finishing Well, we're going to go where no man's gone before. A confusing issue for me personally is Medicare. And, you know, how do we finish well with Medicare? And I'm just going to jump out here, Hans, with this situation with my mother. Those who know me well know she passed away a year ago in the summer. She had a real struggle with breast cancer that became lung cancer. She was put in the hospital, and next thing I know, they were like, well, Medicare can't pay for this because of some crazy thing where over a period of time she had to be making progress or otherwise they stopped paying for it. And literally, my mother ended up going home to die because she didn't have that in her plan.
That's sad. I'm so sorry about your mother. And what generally happens with folks with Medicare is folks assume that they're going to get some long-term care benefits out of Medicare, and they're extremely limited. So the rule on getting long-term care benefits is, first, you have to be in the hospital for 3 days or more, and it sounds like she met that.
Yeah.
Okay. Then they transfer you directly to the skilled nursing facility, or some folks will refer to that as rehab. So she went there,
yep.
Right? Medicare is going to keep on paying, but they have to write a plan of care for her that shows that it's acute care and that she's getting better, okay? That they're treating her and then she's getting better, which, of course, your mother wasn't getting better. She was getting worse off. And so after a week or two or three, they just said, we're decertifying her. That's what I think happened.
Is that right? That's exactly what happened.
And then now we're going to just put her in intermediate or custodial, which doesn't look that much different than skilled. Still a room, got a bed in it. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. It's in the same facility, probably a different wing. And now you got to pay us $200 a day, $300 a day if she wants to stay here and be cared for.
Right. And as it was, you know, the hospice got called in. She went home, which actually, in some ways, for our family, was a blessing.
Yes.
But it was just unthinkable to us. We thought we had Medicare. So what was that, part A, B, C, D? What are we talking about?
That was part of A. Okay. We were talking about part A of Medicare. The part B of Medicare would be where they're actually treating her, or she's taking her medicines, or, you know, the doctor's coming to see her, if they're doing x-rays, or they, you know, that's going to be part B. I misspoke there. Part D of Medicare is the medicines. So the very first thing, Medicare is very confusing. It's got part A, part B, part C, part D.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, in my book, Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which this whole show is based upon both of my books, I suggest in there, and I do this actually in the book, is teach you about what part A is, what part B is, what part C is, and what part D is. And for those of you that are already on Medicare, if you're not pretty fluent on those, then I would, before you make any changes or anticipate things, I would suggest just some good education on the four parts
and
of Medicare.
How easy is this, really? I know, because I've been to your website. It's cardinalguide.com. You go there, and if you look at the seven worries, the second one is Medicare. And you can go to that, and there's a PDF of the workbook right there. People can get education absolutely free while they're listening to the show today. But also, you know, while you're there, you can click on those books. And I did want to mention, too, that if you happen to buy the books at either the workbook or the book at Amazon, you know, new authors, it's such a big deal for you to go back and do a review after the fact, to say, I liked it, I didn't like it, next time include this or don't include that. Or whatever you say, feedback is invaluable to somebody who's stepping out in ministry and trying to help.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you said it. I, you know, have a little trouble asking for those myself. Now, look, if you never buy a book from me, I want you to get some of the learning out of the book where you're listening to the radio show. I've put all the chapters of the book by subject and the workbook by subject, and I give them away for free in a download of a PDF. So you can download the Medicare chapter of the basic book, and you can download the Medicare chapter. They're all right there side by side. You have them for free, and you can actually construct the whole book without buying it off of the website. Look, if I don't sell a lot of books, which we are selling actually a lot of them, I really want people to learn from this book. And I'm,
the book isn't but $2. It's going to save a whole lot there. But if you get the
digital copy,
you get the ebook, which is all that I use anymore. But moving along on the whole idea of Medicare. My mother-in-law has something she calls extra help. What in the world is that?
Well, it's a wonderful program that folks need to learn more about. So when you're on Medicare and you have Medicare insurance, you have to pay for Part B and you have to pay for Part D of Medicare, just to the government. I'm not talking about the supplemental insurance yet. You know, and that money is going to be $140 a month and some change. A lot of folks don't see it because they take it right out of your Social Security check. And then you have to pay for Part D, which is your drug plan. They take that right out of your Social Security check. So you got a couple hundred bucks a month that's being withdrawn from your Social Security check. What extra help is the very first thing extra help is going to do is they're going to pay that for you. Okay. And extra help means that your income and your assets are not so low that you can get Medicaid, but they're kind of in the in-between zone where you can now get the government to pay your premiums for you, okay, for Medicare Part B and Part D. Then they're going to put you on a special Part D program that has very, very small out-of-pocket costs. And incidentally, we can help people with that. I mean, we can help guide you through that. If anybody wants to give me a call, find us on the website. We can, if this is your parents or you or whoever it is, we can help point you to the right resources and actually help you with that. I'm glad to do it. So it's a program for the elderly, for people on Medicare that have some resources. So they're not Medicaid, but they're not so much that it's a strain to access those, pay for the supplemental insurance, and it's going to give you help with that.
And so you mentioned another word that is confusing to me, is if, okay, your income is such that you really are buried with Medicare and this extra help, Medicaid, what in the world?
Okay, so Medicaid is a program to provide health care benefits to people and long-term care benefits to people who really have expended all their resources. And actually, to access Medicaid, you need to expend all your resources. They have a thing called spend down under long-term care, which is basically means you pay for it with all you got till you get down to a level of a couple of $1,000s in assets. Now the government puts you on a program where they basically pay for it. It's not as pretty as what I just explained because they're now in charge of your care. So they're going to pick the nursing home that you go to. They're going to pick just how and when and where and all that kind of stuff. So you may be here in Winston-Salem and you may be going to a nursing home in Moxville or down in Lexington or something just because they have an available Medicaid bed. So I don't want to get too far off on track. Medicaid and Medicare are completely different programs.
Would there be a story on Medicare that you feel like would be helpful to share with our listeners that you walked through some things that were complicated for the clients?
Oh, yeah. I mean, your run-of-the-mill Medicare client is complicated anyhow. So if one of you folks choose to call me up and you want us to do some planning, some assessment for loan, that's going to be complicated. I mean, I'm just – not because we're going to give a complicated explanation. Is that most people have really never sat down and done the homework to understand exactly what it is they're buying and that sort of thing. Now, when I'm writing the book – I didn't write the stories in the book around just kind of average people because that's what it would have said. So it's going to be complicated. We're going to talk for 45 minutes, half an hour. We're going to talk again. You're going to apply for something, and then it's going to work real well. So that's not much of a story to put in a book. But in my Medicare chapter, there's a story of a couple, and the lady, they both had Medicare supplements with us. They both had Part D plans. They had regular Medicare. Everything's sailing along just fine. They didn't have long-term care. And they really couldn't, we talked about it, but they just couldn't afford it. And they were pretty much going to be on Medicaid pretty quick if they ended up needing long-term care, one of them. So this is when they were clients for a few years. And the lady was in excellent health, very sharp, very much a person of the Lord. She would pray over the work we would do, and we helped her in some other areas. Wonderful lady. And she, the assumption was is that he was going to get sick first, and that's actually what happened. And then he was ultimately going to die when we were handling the life insurance. He was older than her. But anyhow, as it worked out in the end of the story, she passed away before he did, and he's now actually in an assisted living facility over in Greensboro living with his son. They were living as a couple down in the Wilmington area when they first became clients. But the reason I bring them up is a lot of folks look at Medicare and they look at the supplement and they think, well, gee, I don't really need a supplement because I'll just pay the difference. And they're my story where this gentleman had a stroke. He was in the hospital about 6-8 weeks. And his bills under Part B, the 20% that you have to pay out of pocket, he would have had to pay out of pocket if he didn't have the Medicare, were like $240,000. So the supplemental insurance paid 20% of that whole Part B charge. And it's all outlined in my book. And you have no stop loss on Medicare Part B. You know, in other words, when Medicare pays 80% of all your doctor and all your charges other than the actual hospital bill, Medicare is going to pay 80%. You're responsible for 20%, and there's no cap on the 20%. So I'm sure he's not the biggest story that's out there, but when I was writing the book, you know, had he not had good Medicare supplement coverage, he would have been out of pocket 50 grand.
The book, again, is The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement by certified financial planner Hans Scheele. You can find it at cardinalguide.com, as well as the resources we talked about. When we come back, we're going to find out how did he end up in this assisted living when he was looking at that like they were facing Medicaid. I'm dying to know. When we come back, stay tuned.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheele. And when we left our heroes, Megan and
Jason,
unfortunately, Megan had passed away. He had had a stroke, had this phenomenal coverage supplemental policy.
Right.
But you told me he ended up in an assisted living facility when earlier you had said they were really facing Medicaid, which is far from an assisted living facility, I'm thinking. But can you share with our listeners how that happened?
Well, first of all, Medicare is going to pay up to 100 days in what really is not assisted living. It's skilled nursing care, okay? A lot of times they're all the same facility, but the only way Medicare is going to pay for long-term care is you got to go to the hospital first, spend 3 days or more, and be released directly into skilled care, which happened to Jason, okay? Because he had a stroke. He had a heart attack and a stroke. It was a very serious thing. And so he was in there, and he collected for the whole 100 days, and Medicare approved him because Shirley was a quite insistent person. Well, actually, her name was Megan. So I renamed all these people in the book just to keep them private. But she was a very, she worked with, and she got my assistance, but she'd go in there and do it. So somehow we got him approved by Medicare for the whole 100 days. We also got him on Veterans Aid in Attendance because, and he's still on it, okay? Veterans Aid in Attendance because he was a veteran. And their assets were so small and their income so small that we were able to get them approved for all of that. So they've been getting a check for that. And they use their resources. They weren't completely next to Medicaid. And they're using their resources right now to make up the difference of what the assisted living costs. So in the interim, Shirley passed away. Shirley was around while he was being cared for through this whole period. And then it was about a year after that that she passed away. So then they sold their home and they have the resources from that and they're just paying the difference between Veterans Aid in Attendance and assisted living.
And it was there some family connected with them, of children or something?
Yeah, they have one son who lived in Greensboro who I just met about 3 or 4 months ago because he's over, we're doing some work for both he and his father and really around that life insurance, shoring that up to make sure that it's in effect and the premiums are paid and checking in on the Veterans Aid in Attendance. But the son, I was involved with him by phone through all of this, but I really just never met him. And I met him face to face. He lives in Greensboro. He's taking care of his dad. Dad's a pretty cool guy.
Brings up something we talked about in the last show, which the critical aspect of family.
Yeah.
And part of loving your family well, however that may look, in which you know is a very much a biblical principle. But when it comes to this Medicaid, Medicare, Part A, B, C, D, you know, we talked earlier that as people get older, they quit wanting to face reality and they don't open their mail and whatever. What happens if you don't open your mail when it comes to Medicare and all that stuff's coming all the time? Isn't it?
Well, I mean, you need to redo your Part D plan, you know, every other year. You need to check in on it every year during that open enrollment season. And so if people are not checking in on things, you're just kind of stuck with your Part D plan of 5 years ago or whatever that may be out of touch. Sometimes they cancel Part D plans and they send you a letter and they say you need to get enrolled in another one during this period of time. There's all kinds of things that need maintenance around your Medicare planning. The other one is your Medicare supplement. I mean, a lot of folks have not put any more research than buying from the first or second or third salesperson that came to their house years ago. They just bought whatever they said. It's been paying well, which all Medicare supplements tend to pay well. That's a very low claim problem. But in any case, they just kind of ended up with whatever they ended up with because that's what that person was offering. And those things need to be maintained. They need to be checked in on. They need to look at the price you're paying for it because you can change them.
Yeah, I understand that you represent like 40 companies. And I want to get to that in a minute in those 40 companies. I don't want to miss that. But before we get there, I want to go back just for a minute and say, wow, is this a discussion I need to have with my dad? Is this a discussion I need to have with my mom? Are you checking your mail, mom? Are you getting your Medicare stuff? Is there something I can help you with there? I mean, those are discussions that as children, in order to love our families well, conversations that need to take place. I even think about a friend of mine, dear friend, but he's blind now. And his daughter is taking care of him. And how does she know she's supposed to keep up with all these things if she doesn't have many counselors where plans succeed? And that's where you fit in, right, Hunt?
Absolutely. So the answer to your first question is you need to be checking in on your parents with this stuff. Maybe that conversation won't go that well if they're in their 60s or even 70s and very sharp and articulate. But as people age, they get less and less able to make decisions. At the same time, they're trying to prove to you that they can still make them. So I never said this was going to be an easy conversation, but if you're going to be your parents' power of attorney and you're going to look for them after them when they can't be looked after, you need to start checking into this stuff now. And we will gladly meet with somebody and go through all the chapters that are in the book. I mean, this book, those seven worries, and, you know, I listed them before. I'll list them again at the end of the show. That's kind of a list of the seven things you need to check in on. And what we're talking about today is Medicare.
Right. And getting back to those 40 companies, like you said, so many families, they just took what seemed to be offered of the two or three that the guy offered. But there's a lot of stuff out there, and they differ significantly by somebody who studies it like you do.
Well, for starters, the person that went out to their house probably didn't have two or three companies. They had one. Because this stuff, for years, I used to be a one-company guy for many, many years. That's just how the business worked then, is you sold for this company and somebody would send in a card, you come out to their house. The only thing you had to offer them was that one company. So that's, for starters, is a lot of people, that's been the only people they've shopped with. The next thing I want you to know is that by law, and this has been a law since 1990, all Medicare supplement insurance carriers sell exactly the same policies to the word. They're called Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, Plan D, Plan G, Plan F. I mean, so it gets even, we're back to the A's, B's, and C's again. But a Plan F with Mutual of Omaha is exactly the same as a Plan F with United Healthcare AARP, is exactly the same as a Plan F with Aetna. I mean, they're identical. They have to be. So why would you pay extra to one company if you could move to Aetna when you had something else and it was could save you $100 a month? If you'd want to change. So this is another thing you need to look in with your parents. And people just tend to pay it. They just keep paying it. That's what it is. And we have people that we can save them $50-$100 a month just with a 20-minute deal.
Again, it's conversations that aren't so easy, but it makes a huge difference when you're on a fixed income like so many of those families. That $1,500 a month, you know, could mean whether or not they can change the oil in their car and those kind of things. And it's not that hard to, again, just go to the website, cardinalguide.com. You can get the free PDF of this chapter and begin that conversation. Or, you know, if it's your own situation like me, now that I'm 62, I hate to even admit that, but I guess I better be looking at this stuff because sooner or later, you know, I'm facing that.
Well, right now we are calling on the, let's see, it's January. We're calling on the April 1953 birthdays. Okay.
Really?
Because you're turning 65
right
in April.
Okay. Yeah, I'm 55, so I got a couple
so
more.
So you got two more years. But the reality is when we're calling on those people 3 months before they go on Medicare and we're sending them the book and they're getting the
and
book.
And so that's automatic when you turn 60. And again, just pure ignorance over here. When you're 65, there's no election, whatever, you're on Medicare now?
No. You got to do you got to sign up for A, B, or not if you're still working. So it's not an automatic thing. We're just calling them because most people do sign up and enroll 3 months before they turn 65. But you really need to research this thing. And you
when I'm turning 65, I can sing like Paul McCartney. But anyway, I'm 64. But anyway, yeah. Is there some difference in election like there is with Social Security? If I wait longer, that it's different or that kind of thing?
Well, you're going to want to wait longer if you're working and you have group insurance.
Really?
Probably, okay, if you're not paying a lot for that group insurance. But if you're paying a lot for the group insurance, then you may want to sign up and get a supplement because you're going to possibly get better coverage under Medicare. I mean, every person's situation is different. So more than likely, you're going to sign up for the stuff 3 months before you're 65. However, you need to consult a professional like me. I mean, and do more than just send in a few cards and wait for somebody to come out to your house. I mean, this is what we do. We can do it all over the phone. You don't have to drive to Raleigh or Greensboro or Charlotte to our offices. We can do this over the phone, and we can do it with a son or daughter and have the parent on the phone just to approve the thing. We do it all by phone if that's your desire.
Again, it's cardinalguide.com, and there you can see the resources, including the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. That's who we're so blessed to have you. But I want to add a little snippet to that. Yeah, you want a certified financial planner. I get that. But there's nothing like knowing that you've got a brother in Christ when you're sitting down with these kind of things, because they have a different sense of the sanctity of life. They have a different sense of family. They have different values. And they have a different sense of what it means to be a brother and to love people well. And so, you know, when you're looking for that certified financial planner, and I'm not saying there's a lot of gifted ones here that are Christians in this area, but, you know, there's something to consider is do a little fruit inspecting to see what's it like for people that are under this person's care. And again, the neat thing with Hans is you can go to his book and check it out because the stories are all there. Again, it's the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. And once again, I'd ask you, if you buy the book, look at it, go to Amazon and review it, what it means for new authors to get that feedback. And also, if you're listening to this show, which we really appreciate you doing, we really, really, really appreciate you listening, why not go to cardinalguide.com and give us a suggestion on a topic you'd want to know about? Maybe you want to have Hans talk about this next, or you've got a question. We would love for you to go to cardinalguide.com. You can see Finishing Well, that's a radio show. There's a place there for you to send in your suggestions, your comments, or anything, because feedback for people out there in ministry, it means so very much, which whatever you do, if you listen to me on Kingdom Pursuits for any time, you know, whatever God gives you passion for becomes your way of moving the kingdom forward. You hear that in Hans's voice, and thank you so much for this show today, Hans, and it was really fun, and I learned a lot.
Thank you, and thanks everybody for listening.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.